आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू शेयर हिज थॉट्स इन मन की बात प्रोग्राम ऑन आकाशवाणी एट 11 AM टुडे। प्रेसिडेंट अपॉइंट्स गवर्नर्स इन 9 स्टेट्स। गुलाब चंद कटारिया टू बी द न्यू गवर्नर ऑफ पंजाब and Santosh Gangwar appointed governor of Jharkhand. Steel production in India to surpass 300 million tons by 2030 due to robust demand for government infrastructure projects. Indian men's hockey team beat New Zealand 3-2 at the Paris Olympics. Chirag Shetty and Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy defeat French duo in men's doubles badminton event. And in cricket, India beat host Sri Lanka by 43 runs in the first T20 international of the 3-match series in Pallakkale. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 AM today. It will be the 112th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, EIR News website and news on EIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the EIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed new governors in different states. Former Maharashtra Assembly Speaker Hari Bhau Kisan Rao Bagre has been appointed governor of Rajasthan. Former Deputy Chief Minister of Tripura Jishnu Dev Verma has been appointed Governor of Telangana. Former Rajya Sabha MP from Rajasthan Om Prakash Mathur appointed as Governor of Sikkim. Former Union Minister Santosh Kumar Gangwar has been appointed as Governor of Jharkhand. Former Lok Sabha MP from Assam Raman Deka appointed as Governor of Chhattisgarh. Former Karnataka Minister C.H. Vijay Shankar has been appointed as Governor of Meghalaya. C.P. Radhakrishnan, who is presently Governor of Jharkhand, has been appointed as Governor of Maharashtra. Gulab Chand Kataria, who is currently Assam Governor, has been appointed Governor of Punjab and Administrator of the Union Territory of Chandigarh. Lakshman Prasad Acharya, who is currently Sikkim Governor, appointed as Governor of Assam and has also been given additional charge as Governor of Manipur. Former IAS Officer K. Kailash Nathan has been appointed Lieutenant Governor of Puducherry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Viksit Bharat at 2047 is the ambition of every Indian. Addressing the 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog yesterday, Mr. Modi said that states can play an active role to achieve the same as they are directly connected with the people. The Prime Minister said the dreams of Viksit Bharat at 2047 can be fulfilled with the combined effort of all states. He said Viksit states will make Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi said India is a youthful country and it is a huge attraction for the entire world because of its workforce. The Prime Minister said the emphasis is on skill, research, innovation and job-based knowledge is necessary for making Viksit Bharat at 2047. Meeting of Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of BJP-ruled states was held at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi yesterday evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP Chief JP Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah and other senior BJP leaders attended the meeting. Mr. Modi held deliberations with Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers over a host of issues. This meeting took place after the Lok Sabha elections and days after the presentation of the Union Budget. The meeting is held at regular intervals and is aimed at reviewing key schemes in states and delivery of central government welfare initiatives. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he met BJP chief ministers and deputy chief ministers. He said that the party is working tirelessly to further good governance and fulfill the aspirations of the people. Steel production in India, driven by robust demand for government infrastructure projects, is projected to surpass 300 million tons MT by 2030. Addressing the Bharat Chamber of Commerce in New Delhi, Steel Secretary Nagendranath Sinha said current steel demand remains strong with infrastructure push from the government and expecting a growth of about 10%. Mr. Sinha further said that amid the strong GDP growth and continued emphasis on infrastructure from both government and private sectors, steel demand will continue to stay strong. The Income Tax Department has said that over 5 crore income tax returns, ITRs, have been filed for the current assessment year, representing an 8% increase from the previous year. In a social media post, the department said that it received over 28 lakh ITRs just yesterday. In Delhi, 3 students were killed after the basement of a coaching institute in old Rajendra Nagar got flooded due to heavy rainfall. Police said some students trapped inside the basement have been rescued and 3 of them have been admitted to hospital. Police have registered a criminal case and detained 2 persons in this connection so far. Delhi government has ordered a magisterial inquiry into the incident. Students staged a protest outside the coaching institute. Delhi BJP chief Virendra Sachdeva criticized AAP government and demanded an inquiry into what he called corruption within Municipal Corporation of Delhi, MCD. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Tokyo this morning on a 2-day visit to Japan. Ambassador of India in Japan, C.B. George, welcomed the minister at the airport. At the invitation, his Japanese counterpart, Ms. Yoko Kamikawa. Dr. Jaishankar is visiting Japan to participate in the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting, which will be held tomorrow. During the meeting, the foreign ministers of India, Japan, U.S. and Australia will take forward discussions held during the last meeting in New York in September last year and exchange views on developments in the Indo-Pacific region and review progress on Quad initiatives and working groups. The ministers will discuss regional and international issues and guide future collaboration to achieve the shared vision of a free and open Indo-Pacific region by addressing contemporary priorities of the region through delivery of public goods. After reaching Tokyo, Dr. Jaishankar unveiled a bust of Mahatma Gandhi at Freedom Plaza in Edogawa. Eastern Navy Commander Vice Admiral Rajesh Pendharkar visited INS Karanj, the 3rd submarine of the Scorpion class in the Indian Navy yesterday. In a social media post, the Indian Navy said that Mr. Pendharkar interacted with the crew on the completion of a successful deployment on the East Coast. The Eastern Navy Commander commended the crew for this spectacular performance in meeting all operational taskings of the Sunrise Command. Former U.S. President and Republican Party's nominee for the upcoming presidential elections, Donald Trump, has pledged to turn America into the crypto capital of the planet and the Bitcoin superpower of the world if elected. Speaking at the Bitcoin 2024 conference in Nashville, the former president also promised to appoint an advisory council to frame his administration's cryptocurrency policy. Trump also promised to fire Gary Gensler, the current head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, which oversees the industry, and free a jailed American who ran the Silk Road Market, a darknet platform, by commuting his lifetime term sentence to time served in jail. Venezuela will go to polls today to elect a new president. The opposition parties have united behind a single candidate, posing a serious challenge to the ruling United Socialist Party in Venezuela. The main rival of the current president, Nicolas Maduro, is former diplomat Edmundo González Urrutia, who represents the opposition. Maduro is seeking his third term, closed his poll campaigning on Thursday by addressing his supporters on a huge stage set up on one of the main roads of capital city, Caracas. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Gujarat today. Orange alert issued for Saurashtra and Kutch regions, eastern Rajasthan, Kerala, Mahe and coastal Karnataka, where very heavy rainfall is expected today. Heavy rainfall very likely at isolated places over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Vidarbh, Konkan and Goa and Madhya Maharashtra today. Light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning is expected in eastern and northeastern parts of the country during the next 4 days. Light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning is also expected in Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, East Rajasthan, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, West Rajasthan during the next 4 days. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, defending champions India will face host Sri Lanka in the final match of the tournament at the Rangiri Dambula International Stadium this afternoon. Harmanpreet Kaur-led Women in Blue will aim to lift the title for the 8th time. India have shown exceptional form throughout the tournament with both bat and ball. India's top-order batters Smriti Mandhana and Shefali Verma are in good form, who are consistently scoring with high strike rate. On the other hand, bowlers also leaving no stone unturned. Deepti Sharma is the leading wicket taker of the tournament with 9 wickets, while Renuka Singh has taken 7 wickets. India defeated host Sri Lanka by 43 runs in the first T20 international played at the Pallakkale International Stadium in Sri Lanka last night. With this win, India have taken a 1-0 lead in the 3-match series. The second T20 international will be played this evening at the same venue.
Playing under a new head coach Gautam Gambhir and a new skipper Surya Kumar Yadav, India got off to a winning start in the bilateral T20 series against Sri Lanka. India scored 213 for the loss of 7 wickets in the allotted 20 overs, with Surya Kumar Yadav leading from the front with a quick 558. In reply, Sri Lanka's top order appeared in good form until the 14th over, before the Sri Lankan batting faltered again, folding for 170 runs. Surya Kumar Yadav was adjudged the player of the match for his match-winning innings. For Akashvani News, Ahmed Muin Farooqi from Pallakkale.
In Paris Olympics, Indian men's hockey team kick-started the campaign with a 3-2 win against New Zealand in the opening Pool B match at the Yves Du Manoir Stadium last night. Skipper Harmanpreet Singh's penalty stroke with 1 minute remaining helped the men in blue to defeat New Zealand. India's badminton campaign also began on a high note. In doubles pair of Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy registered a comfortable win in the first group stage match.
The aftertaste of the pyrotechnics of a unique opening ceremony on the River Seine lingered as the 33rd Olympics got going in full swing at venues all across Paris and beyond yesterday. Incessant rain led to disruptions in outdoor venues, and the gloom accompanied star Indian shooters in action at Châteauroux, more than 250 kilometers away from the French capital. However, even as the 10-meter air rifle mixed teams faltered, Manu Bhakar broke through the haze to become the first Indian woman shooter to qualify for an Olympic final in 20 years, as she cantered to third place in the 10-meter air pistol qualification event to remain in contention for an Olympic medal. In the men's 10-meter air pistol qualification, neither Sarabjot Singh nor Arjun Singh Chima made the final. More victories came later in the day, as young boxer P.T. Pawar outclassed her Vietnamese opponent to enter the pre-quarterfinals of the women's 54kg event. Meanwhile, experienced paddler Harmeet Desai reached the main draw of the men's singles event with a composed victory. Earlier in the day, rower Balraj Pawar finished fourth in his heat to enter the repechage round that will take place tomorrow. Away from the stadia, the India House was inaugurated in a glitzy ceremony in the presence of legendary athletes such as P.T. Usha and Abhinav Bindra, as well as FIFA President Gianni Infantino. The India House, a collaboration between the Indian Olympic Association and the non-profit Reliance Foundation, will showcase the country's culture over the next fortnight at Paris. Today, India will be gunning for their first medals of Paris 2024 in shooting and archery. Athletes from the nation will also be in action in sports ranging from badminton to table tennis, boxing to swimming. This is Shaurya Chaudhary reporting for Akashvani.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Abhishek. The statesman quoting Prime Minister Modi says, set tangible goals for Viksit Bharat at 2047, while the Asian Age quotes him as saying, collective effort is must for zero poverty, Viksit Bharat. Arunachal Rajasthan will give Agnivir quota, informs Hindustan Times. Prime Minister may visit Ukraine first time since war on August 23rd, speculates the Hindu. Referring to the ASEAN meet, the Sunday Tribune quotes External Affairs Minister as saying, code of conduct for South China Sea critical for peace. And finally, in football, Real Madrid unveiled Brazilian sensation Endrick. The statesman reports he will be wearing a jersey printed with his name and number 16. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Saira. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. President appoints governors in 9 states, Gulab Chand Kataria to be the new governor of Punjab, and Santosh Gangwar appointed governor of Jharkhand. Steel production in India to surpass 300 million tons by 2030 due to robust demand for government infrastructure projects. Indian men's hockey team beat New Zealand 3-2 at the Paris Olympics. Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy defeat French duo in the men's doubles badminton event. And in cricket, India beat host Sri Lanka by 43 runs in the first T20 international of the 3-match series in Pallakkale. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.